Smell that? Mmm, just say the name, steak. And mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Mmm, good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana steak rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana steak rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my pork beast and butt rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to mikechurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, December 9th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys a neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. The Supreme Court did not deliver for President Trump. 14 Army leaders at Fort Hood have been fired or suspended. And first it was toilet paper, now it's Christmas trees. The Supreme Court refused Tuesday to stop Pennsylvania from finalizing Joe Biden's victory in the state despite allegations from allies of President Trump that the expansion of mail-in voting was illegal. The action by the nation's highest court, which includes three justices that were named by Trump, came as states across the country are locking in the results that will lead to next week's Electoral College vote. It represented the latest in a string of stinging judicial opinions that have left the president defeated both politically and legally. New Associate Justice Amy Coney Barrett appeared to have participated in the case. No dissents or recusals were noted. Late Monday, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sent a new long-shot lawsuit to the high court, asking it to block Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin from certifying Biden's victory when the Electoral College meets Monday to formally select the next president. He claimed the four states used the coronavirus pandemic as a pretext to change voting rules unconstitutionally. An independent investigation into tragedies at Fort Hood, including the bludgeoning murder of Vanessa Gillian, found that leadership at the Army's largest base created a permissive environment and that let sexual harassment and assault and other crimes occur with little consequence. The report was released on Tuesday, and it represents a scathing indictment of a dysfunctional Army culture, and it called for changes in staffing and programs to protect soldiers from assault. It found systemic failures, starting with Army leaders who failed to address known problems with sexual assault and crime, to understaffed and resource programs to aid victims and investigate crimes. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy said 14 Army leaders at Fort Hood have been fired or suspended as a result of the report. The Democratic-controlled House Tuesday approved a wide-ranging defense policy bill, even as President Trump renewed his threat to veto the bill unless lawmakers clamp down on social media companies he claims were biased against him during the election. Trump tweeted Tuesday that he will veto the very weak National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, unless it repeals so-called Section 230, a part of the communications code that shields Twitter, Facebook, and other tech giants from content intent liability. Trump also wants Congress to strip out a provision of the bill that will allow renaming of military bases that now honor Confederate leaders. Congressional leaders vowed to move ahead on the hugely popular bill, which affirms automatic 3% pay raises for U.S. troops and authorizes other military programs despite the veto threat. Coming up, our saint of the day in the Christian martyrology, seven Christian martyrs were crucified in 297 for refusing to perform a pagan rite. Quote of the day, Christians must lean on the cross of Christ just as travelers lean on a staff when they begin a long journey. St. Anthony of Padua. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
The Theology of Home book series has become an immediate success, helping tens of thousands of American housewives turn their homes from places to live to places to lovingly raise and nurture a family. Cary Gress and the other authors opened up a world of beauty, charm, and old-fashioned homemaking using things you already keep around the home. Our Theology of Home gift set contains Theology of Home Volume 1 and 2 and the Theology of Home Daily Planner, an essential place to plan and keep your own personal Theology of Home. Order your Theology of Home Planner at mikechurch.com/home. Custom gift wrapping is available, but time is running out till Christmas. So please order as soon as possible. MikeChurch.com/home or call us at 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is the seven martyrs at Samosata. In the Christian martyrology, seven Christian martyrs were crucified in 297 in Samosata for refusing to perform a pagan rite in celebration of the victory of Maximian over the Sassanids. The idolaters captured them and struck their upper arms and thighs with thick rods. They were then flogged without mercy, had heavy chains bound to their necks, and they were cast into prison. After they were taken out of prison and flogged for a second time, they were then suspended and had nails stuck through their heads, which caused them to deliver their souls into the hands of God. In this way, they received the unfading crowns of the contest. The number of unaccompanied migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border has nearly doubled in recent weeks. Smugglers are using riskier tactics to get these kids across, a top U.S. Border Patrol official said. Agents are apprehending an average of 153 young migrants a day at the border since October. That's up from about 80 a day earlier this year. Deputy Chief Raul Ortiz, Border Patrol's second in command, said in all, Border Patrol agents apprehended 4,764 unaccompanied minors in October. That's up from 741 in April, a more than 540% jump, according to court filings by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. They oversee the Border Patrol. In a six-day span in November, border agents apprehended 997 unaccompanied minors, more than in the entire month of April. The number of unaccompanied minors is still well below last year's steep influx, when agents apprehended 11,475 minors in just 1 month. Christmas tree sales around the world are booming as a pandemic-weary population seeks solace in the holiday spirit. In the U.S. Christmas Tree Grower Associations, they say that retailers are running through their tree supplies quickly. If trends hold, some sellers may have their best year yet. Sellers in Europe also reported a brisk trade, and in Canada, many cut-your-own Christmas tree farms were picked clean by the first weekend of December. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.